as I welcome in Ken McPeak to kick it off. He is live from Oaklawn, and he is going to be a very busy man this afternoon. Kenny, really do appreciate it.
No problem. It's not raining right now, so maybe we're going to have a clearer day.
Well, that was the first question I was going to ask you. How about that weather and the track condition right now? What's it look like?
It's sealed sloppy right now, but by later this afternoon, if we don't get any rain, it might be dry, but I'd be surprised. And there's supposed to be more weather forecast, but one of those things we can't control.
Well, you have a trio of horses going in the Greatest Stakes there today with the Truth or Else in the Rebel for the three-year-olds. Then you have Flashy American that will kick things off in the Azari, followed by Golden Ticket kind of sandwiched in between those two in the Razorback. Let's start with the Truth or Else. Big race last time out when finishing second behind Far Right in the Southwest, and a few new things to note that day. It was his first start as a three-year-old, first time on Lasix, and first time Calvin Burrell. Look back on that performance for a minute.
Well, it actually didn't go all that well. I mean, in the first turn, the two horse pushed us really wide. Calvin came back extremely upset about how the two horse did that. But, I think he probably wins if that doesn't happen, but you can't take that one back. But this is a nice horse, and he's always been high on my list of, horses in the barn. But kind of tailed off late in the two-year-old season, and I just think that we gave him a little time, and he's come back bigger and stronger, and I think we're in good position right now.
That race was also on a sloppy racetrack, so if it does continue to rain this afternoon and you catch an off track, that wouldn't break your heart.
No, not at all. He handles just about anything you throw at him. Really easy horse to be around, but the surface is something he's used to, and we've seen sloppy track here all winter, so he's been over it multiple times.
He started his career, Kenny, with three turf starts, and then you moved him to the dirt, and he wins impressively first time on dirt at Belmont Park. Then he jumps right into the deep end of the pool in the Grade 1 Champagne, and he's raced in Greatest Stakes ever since. So you've obviously had a lot of confidence in him for a while now.
Yeah, no, he's always done everything right. I mean, his maiden win at Belmont was fantastic, and we knew then we had a good one. But, we needed to get him two turns, and now we've got that in front of us.
You know, because the Southwest was postponed, he's going to come back today on 20 days rest, which, look, I mean, we hear, modern-day racing talking about needing at least 4 weeks in between starts, but 20 days used to be commonplace back in the day, so I see no problem with it. But what led to the decision to bring him back in this spot?
No, I'm not concerned about the timing in between races at all. I mean, oh, yeah, you're right. Over the years, I mean, 3 weeks is absolutely nothing. So we will, take that and, if we get 4 weeks for the next one. So we've got plenty of time.
You mentioned things not going according to plan last time out and the issues he had and then forced to come from far back and put in that huge late run. On paper, Champion American Pharoah appears to be the controlling speed. Do you consider telling Calvin to put him in the race a little bit earlier today because of that?
Well, I hope that there are others in the race that take shots at American Pharoah, and we don't have to. But I'll let Calvin decide that. I mean, if he thinks he's got to go on and go with him, then I'll let him do that. My colt's got a bit of speed. I mean, I think he's probably more of a 12 horse, and that he could probably go 48 and change and continue on without any trouble. The last race, he got hung so wide that I think he's not going to be that far back, especially from the one hole. But, being by yes, it's true. He's got speed that if we need it. But if we're able to stalk American Pharoah and find out how good we are, then that's okay, too.
Kenny, we had asked a poll question today that people are weighing in on social media and sending emails to the program as well. And got an email. The question was, who is your Derby horse at this point? We kept it really simple, 49 days out. Who's your Derby horse? And somebody wrote an email to the show and said, whatever Calvin Burrell rides. So you have somebody in your camp there.
Yeah, I think we got fortunate with this. His agent approached me earlier in the winter about this colt and said to me, he said, he's probably one of the better colts on the ground. And if you need me, let me know. So I said, well, why don't you have Calvin come over and work him a time or two? And Calvin came back all smiles, and they seemed to get along fine. And he's certainly got the experience for Derby Day, and we'll take that.
talking with trainer Kenny McPeak from Oaklawn Park here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Kenny, let's talk about Golden Ticket, the veteran, the six-year-old Travers winner. He makes his six-year-old debut today, and this will be his 31st lifetime start. Talk about getting him ready for this return today.
Well, he's been sound as a bell all his career, this horse. He runs best fresh. And today, I think he's set up for a really good spot today. He's being a bit overlooked, and he's been overlooked a lot in his career. So we're going to go over there optimistic, and I do think that he'll be right in the thick of it. And it's a tough race in its own right, but I think he's set for a good year.
He doesn't have any works in February, Kenny. What happened there?
He's had plenty of works. I'm not sure exactly why that is that they didn't register, but we've been dodging weather here, and when we had good weather, we did work him. And a lot of times we were working in whether it was fog or rainy.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure exactly why they missed those, but he hadn't missed a beat other than I think one scheduled work we had to postpone for about a week because of the weather.
What's different when you're preparing an older horse to come back from a layoff as opposed to a younger horse?
Well, with a younger horse, you're trying to match them and you're trying to figure out which one's better than the other. When an older horse, you already know their talent level. And with him, we've worked him in company almost every time. He only does about what he feels like doing, and usually that's enough to beat the horse that's on his inside or outside. And so it's really, for me, it's more of a stamina issue and getting enough wind in them so that you know they're prepared. And then beyond that, he's had some nice long gallops. I do think this is a good distance that he's running at today. And, it's important for this horse particularly to eat well. And when he's drilling the feed tub, he runs well.
You know, I have to tell you, Kenny, I had to shake my head a little bit when I started looking at the races for this afternoon, and I saw the Truth or Else having to tackle 1-2 morning line favorite American Pharoah, a champion, and then Flashy American, who you bring back second start off the layoff in the Grade 2 Azeri. All she has to do is hook 1-2 morning line favorite champion Untappable. Some tough spots there,
right,
my friend.
Well, those are graded races, and graded races are hard to come by, and you've got to expect that you're going to hook a good one when you come in. And I don't know. I like taking down a big one if we can. But these horses are out of conditions. When you can't run them in an allowance race. There aren't a lot of options as far as, do you go someplace else? You really don't have that choice. And, Untappable coming off a layoff is probably, one of the most vulnerable times you can beat a horse, but at the same time, I'm sure Steve's going to have her ready. And she's got a chance to be any kind of horse. She's a beautiful filly, and I'm not going into this race extremely optimistic that I can win it, but there's value in running second and third with a filly of my caliber. And if you sneak in there and win it, then you've accomplished something.
Well, I have liked Flashy American for a long time. I think she's a really, really good race mare. I mentioned she turned six now, and her effort in the Bayakoa last time out was tremendous. She gets beat just a neck that day. You have to feel at least somewhat confident that she's sitting on a big race, right?
She's doing super here. When you set in the tub in the afternoon, she's slinging her head happy. And we had a race late in the fall or early winter that was a throwout. She didn't run well at all over at Remington as a heavy favorite. She didn't travel well to that race, and in hindsight, we probably should have scratched her pre-race. But when she's good, she's really good, and she's strictly a two-turn dirt mare. I tinkered with her earlier in her career. I ran her one-turn miles. I tried her on the poly. I tried her on the grass here and there. She is of no value on those other surfaces and distances, but when you run her two turns on the dirt, she's right there in the thick of it.
Trainer Ken McPeak on the Equine Forum, presented by Lane's End on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Kenny, I mentioned as I welcomed you to the program that folks can listen to us live and podcast with our channel on the Horse Races Now app, and want to give you a chance to talk about what's happening there. You, of course, are the founder of horse races now. And I can remember sitting down with you for the first time at the Keeneland Sale when it was just a prototype and just an idea. And now to see where it is today is truly remarkable. What are we up to, like a bazillion downloads by now?
No, I wish. you know, almost 300,000. You know, the app is very useful, and we're continuing to make improvements on it. It's a necessity in the sport, but it's also been a very difficult business proposition for me. You know, I've funded most of the app's development with my own money, and you know, at some point we need to see some return on that, or I'm not sure it's going to exist or survive. But we'll see. And in the long run, I think that horse racing needs to do a better job, you know, growing the base of fans, because, you know, like anything, you've got to remain popular in this day and age. You've got to have all the bells and whistles, whether it's apps, whether it's, you know, connecting to the fans and delivering video. I mean, people want their products now, whatever sport they may be interested in, and horse racing really needs to continue to work on delivering fans what they want.
Yeah, and let's face it, when you look around, whether it's standing in an airport like I was last week, or at a mall, or wherever you might be in a public setting, and you would be hard-pressed not to see people staring down at their phones at any given moment. So everything today is so connected to your phone, to your iPad, whatever it might be, and you mentioned wanting things now and instantaneous. That's the society that we live in today. Kenny, I don't know if there's a better way to do it than with an app like Horse Races Now.
Well, when we started the process, only 7% of Americans had smartphones. And then Now today, those numbers are probably pushing 100%. I'm sure there's those out there that still have the flip phones or the little Nokias, but they're rare. And it's a new age. And, you know, you've got actually the next one that we'd like to pursue is the smart TV app or the Apple TV app. And I think that's another thing that's going to happen. I think at some point, DirecTV and Dish are probably going to have to go to the wireless route, so you don't have the cables, and then thus there'll need to be apps for that as well. So everything's moving really fast, and this sport has tended to be, I guess you could say, slow about coming around, and we really need to be ahead of the curve as opposed to behind it.
Well, it's Horse Races Now. You can download the app right now. I encourage you to do so. Of course, our channel, part of that, we're happy to do it and happy to be able to provide this coverage to everybody listening on that outstanding app. It is the coolest horse racing app ever. Kenny, really do appreciate the time, my friend, and all the best this afternoon at Oaklawn, and we'll catch up with you here soon.
Thank you very much.